could be seconds, it could be minutes, or on a good day, maybe an hour after I awake, all my senses start to ache. Always the same, strangling shame, visited down upon my brain each morning. My soul is sick, a herring golden and oil slick. I don't feel up to it, but we're off to an old pal's wedding in the lakes, following a flask of coffee, a blustery cat bells. We arrive late for the bird of prey display. Finger food, flutes of fizz, billowing, bunting, my self-loathing is a purse full of bile, whose drawstrings are this cheery smile. How have you been getting on? Sausage rolls and bolivons. What have you been up to? Tiny cheese scones. Where are you living these days? Yellow crumbs on silver trays. Here comes the bride, all dressed in white, wraith-like father at her side. To the strains of all I have to do is dream, and a baby's bone-chilling scream. Waddling down the aisle comes a golden retriever, golden rings dangling from a length of golden string, and a thread of jewel swaying to and fro. I do, words like tiny fish tossed about in the swell, a fierce confetti, and the echo. Pretty much a bleak, ham-fisted PowerPoint presentation on the groom's former life of depravity and degradation. The dad dancing is in full swing. I'm at the buffet table, hoovering up the last of the corned beef pie. I spot you chatting to some guy. I don't know who you are. Pile of sick on the bar, polyester tie, Jaeger bomb, flashing lights, ladder tights, a nasty fight, karaoke. Is it me who butchers my heart?